Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Secret to Success podcast. Today, I have an amazing guest with us, Ms. Lisa Jones. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. So, Ms. Lisa, if you can please tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, my name is Lisa Jones. I own a small construction company doing remodeling. for residential houses. I also have a community organization. It's for profit. The goal there is to earn the money to give away and to build. And I just started a t-shirt business and mug business as well to do the same thing to help my cause generate money for my cause and to help me.
Oh, right. So you have a construction company. You have an organization that you have products that you sell, and that goes back to helping your cause. And then you have an organization where you make shirts in mugs for the same cause. So you have a lot going on, Miss Lisa.
Yeah, I know it.
So let's start off with your construction company. What inspired your construction company?
I worked with my first husband a little bit in construction when he had a construction job, helping him for free way back in the 80s. And then my second marriage, my husband was into construction as well. And then, I don't know, we just started looking for jobs together. And then it just kind of we started working with other contractors together, whom would ever hire us together. And then we got the idea to start our own. So we did.
Okay, sweet. So being the CEO and founder of a female CEO and founder of a construction company, how has that been for you trying to find jobs? Like, do you find it where
hard.
Okay. do you think it's because they don't think you know construction, or because of what's currently going on in the world today with the pandemic?
No, because I've had troubles before the pandemic.
Okay.
A lot of the men don't think that women belong in the construction.
So you just went out there to prove them wrong, like, nope, we do belong.
Yeah, we need to train a lot more women to start doing it.
You know, that would be really awesome. You know, we have plenty of women engineers that don't get credit. We have plenty of women in construction that don't get credit. So yeah, you're right. So my next question to you, Ms. Lisa, is with the construction company and starting your organization, what shifted you, and if you can give us more information on your organization, like what's the name of your organization and what inspired you to start it?
It's called the Struggling Family Fund. Inspired it because I'm a struggling family. Being married, struggling, being a single parent, struggling, I've done it all. And I've had a lot of help throughout the years from strangers and churches, pretty much. And, you know, like Red Cross, I kind of come up with the idea that, well, those are all temporary, one-time help. It's not really good for the long haul. And I knew if I just had that one thing that would get me going, then I'd take off. But, of course, that one thing hasn't happened yet. So I figured, well, I'm going to try and create that one thing for others, and maybe it would help me too.
Wow. So what all does the Struggling Family Fund encompass?
What do you mean? That really isn't much of anything right now. But I have helped a few people with fundraising. I'll start fundraisers for them to try and help them.
Okay. And what is the ultimate vision you see for the Struggling Family Fund?
The ultimate vision I see is I want to create businesses with a place to live on them. So, like, if we help somebody that's struggling, they don't have to be homeless. They could be just low income or middle class, even. We'd help them get into a home and a business together that way. The idea was we provided that. They would buy it from us. We're not just giving it to them. But we would make it easier for them to give to get into it, or Sweat Equity help us build it, whichever, and then let them buy it from us really easy. Wouldn't foreclose on them really easy. They'd have a lot of chances. But the idea was that they would have a place to live and a business that would help pay for that place to live together.
Wow. So not only are you, not only does a struggling family fund, will not only will it be assisting those who need help to get homes, but also assisting those who are looking to start businesses as well. And you're doing it all in one place. So they, like you said, if you just had that one thing that just really got you going, that's what you're creating for other families with the struggling
family. My idea was to start buying, investing properties or abandoned properties, or even one day, it's a good dream, like a mall outlet or whatever, and we could just make a whole city in there.
What? Wow. That would be awesome.
Yeah, but everybody would be owning, well, buying what they're building. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah. No, I see it very clearly.
It's kind of like Habitat for Humanity, kind of, sort of, which might have inspired that idea too a little bit. Because you can Sweat Equity to help them build the home that they're going to let you get into easy or whatever. But we want a home and a business so that they're making money. Because I've had the temporary help, and it doesn't do you any good if you don't have a job to keep. Like, they can help you pay your electric bill, they can help you pay your rent, but if you don't have no job for the next month, you can't pay that bill, right?
Right. Wow. So the struggling family. Okay. So it seems like the struggling family fund is where your passion is.
Yeah. I would like that to see that going, because it would help us too, because like I said, it's for profit. So we would make a profit off whatever we do, like selling the t-shirts, selling the mugs. And then I would take that and invest it in the company. And then also I take 35% of whatever we make and put it towards a fund that we is strictly for giving away to help people, like, pay their rent or whatever. And I haven't made any money doing that yet, but I've got a little bit this year.
All right. So this year has been, you just said you've gotten a little bit this year. So this year you're really starting to see something come from the struggling family fund so that you can.
But it didn't come from them. I decided to donate 3% of TNL Construction's profits after expenses. So I gained a little bit. We're talking less than $100 so far. So I get too excited. So TNL Construction hasn't done good this year because of the epidemic, I do believe.
Gotcha. Okay. But from what you just said, whoever hires TNL Construction to do any of their work, 3% of that goes towards the struggling family fund.
No, just the profit. No, I got to pay for my, whatever I pay in my labor comes out, and then I have profit.
Gotcha. Then 3% of the profit goes towards the struggling family fund.
Yeah. So I've had like one job this year. I've had a couple jobs this year. I've donated a little bit to it. And then the t-shirts I sold, 35% of the t-shirts or mugs or whatever I sell goes to them or to my cause. And then 35% of whatever I donate to the cause goes into a fund to give away to somebody struggling. Like, yeah, to pay their bill if I have that kind of cash. Or I might just at Christmas time, you might find $50 on your door, you know, something like that.
Wow, okay. So it sounds like you have a really big heart, Miss Lisa.
Yeah, sometimes it's too big. When it comes to your children and your husbands and stuff, past husbands, sometimes I'm too forgiving and let people just take advantage.
Wow.
I try to stop that, though.
So being now that, so that's two businesses. The third one is your t-shirt and cup, the t-shirt and mugs. Now I have seen your t-shirts and your mugs and I absolutely love them. So tell us.
Those are coming from Teespring. So Teespring actually prints the stuff. And I have invested in a printer and a heat press. And I'm starting, and I got my printer to start my mug, so I'm trying to convert it.
All right.
And so I've only made personally the t-shirts I had made for a friend, which I raised $40-something for the Struggling Family Fund out of that. And then what else? I lost my track of thinking.
You're saying the t-shirts and the mugs.
Yeah. So 35% of everything I make after expenses goes to the Struggling Family Fund. Or I've also going to donate to other nonprofits or community organizations that want to pick an item, and I'll donate 35% to them as well.
Wow. So the Struggling Family Fund and the t-shirt and mugs, both of those, well, actually, from what you're saying, all three of your companies, you use them in some shape, form, or fashion to build the Struggling Family Fund.
Yeah, I need a piece of property. I'm trying to raise money for a piece of property. And my first idea was to start kind of like a vendor event, flea market idea over here in Galveston County, because we don't have that anymore, and get a food truck. And I'd start making money that way.
LookJobs is a new way to hire or get hired for a job, and is changing the way jobs get filled by using a fully social media-based experience. Check out lookjobsapp.com today for more info. If you are a business owner and are tired of creating job descriptions that no one reads and over getting unqualified candidates for your jobs, try LookJobs. Download the app now, Apple Store and Google Play, and create your business profile for free. As an introductory offer through the end of August, create new job posts for just $1 each. Once you have a job posted, you can connect with job seekers and start interviewing immediately. If you are looking for a job and tired of creating resumes no one reads, just download the app and create your pre-profile. Start looking for jobs and connect with those employers immediately to schedule your interview. Download the LookJobs app today and start looking.
Okay. So with having all three businesses, Ms. Lisa, how has it been regarding like you and your personal journey with these three businesses? How has that been for you?
So that's the idea, but I need a piece of property really to get the Struggling Family Fund going.
Gotcha. Okay. So with all three businesses, how has it been as far as your personal journey with running the three businesses, being a single mom, being a female CEO in the construction world? How has that been as far as your personal journey?
What do you mean personal?
Like your personal.
I'm worried that I'm not going to succeed, but if I don't succeed, then maybe my kids will try and succeed after me.
All right. So you say you're enjoying. So what do you love most about your businesses and your current journey? What do you love the most about it?
What do I love the most about it? Well, I like making things. So, and then I like to go, like in construction, you can go back and, well, it's still standing after the hurricane because we built it. I don't know. It's a hard journey, really. I'm not sure how to answer that question yet.
Gotcha.
Let me succeed and then I'll say how I like it.
Okay. But I like how you said when it comes to the construction, going back after a storm and to still see it standing.
Like, yeah, we built a barn. It was the very first thing we did when we started in Santa Fe, a horse barn. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have all we had was a saw and a drill, no compressor, no gun, built by hand. It's still there.
Wow.
2002. So it's been through a couple hurricanes.
Wow. So how does, like, and I hear the giggling in your voice. So how does that feel to like see that after 18 years? Wait, you said 2002?
I think so. I think we built it in 2002, 2003.
So that's about 17, 18 years, and it's still standing. How does that feel to drive by something that you made by hand and to see that it has weathered storms, all types of whatever could possibly come our way? How does that feel? Because I heard the giggle, but awesome. I want you to tell us.
It feels awesome. It feels awesome.
That is awesome. I can only begin to imagine. It's like building a company and watching it grow and sustaining, and then 18 years later looking back and like, man, it's still here. Like that, I can only begin to imagine. So congratulations. I'm happy for you with that one, because that's, I can't even begin to imagine driving by something and seeing it, because there are buildings that I remember growing up that I drive, when I drive through my hometown, they're not even there anymore.
Yeah. You know,
and I didn't build those by hand. So to see something that I built by hand still standing after the types of storms we've had down here, congratulations. That is some that is some wonderful carpentry and some wonderful construction right there.
Yes, ma'am. But anyway, I like doing that kind of stuff.
You do? Okay. And you know what? I've noticed that there's a pattern you started off with the TNL construction, and then you have the struggling family fund, and then you have the t-shirts and the mugs. And I noticed each one of them, it's a hands-on type of thing, but with each one of them, you're helping somebody. You're either helping them in their homes, you're either helping them get homes and buildings, or you're supplying someone with something to that's memorable for them, from a t-shirt to a mug or just something to keep them going. So, and you said that when you've been a struggling family. So how has being the struggling family shaped you, your family, and what is currently today TNL, Struggling Family Funds, and your t-shirt and mug company? How has past struggles gotten you to where you are today? Because you have to have been strong.
Yeah.
To be a single mother.
sometimes we get tired of being strong, though. I will say that. But how has it shaped me? I don't know. It shaped me to be who I am. I know that. I don't know how that is yet until I succeed.
Gotcha. So where do you see TNL Construction, Struggling Family Fund, and your t-shirts and your mugs, where do you see those businesses within like the next maybe couple of years?
Well, hopefully I see them making a lot more prosperous, especially with joining the ATS Business University, right?
All right. Look at that. So with that being said, you actually attended the ATS Business University One Business Away Challenge. So my first question for you was that one. How has the challenge helped you in the building of your company?
I think it's what gave me the t-shirt business idea.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I started, awesome. Like, Woodwork for a Cause, I have that one too, but I kind of let it die. But it's the same thing as the t-shirt business that helps the other cause. I will be bringing it back when I retire, because I'll have to work on wood somewhere.
What? All right. So you have Woodwork for a Cause, you have your t-shirts and your mugs, you'll have the Struggling Family Fund, and you'll be retired from TNL, so.
Well, if I can get it going, then I won't have to retire from it. I'll just pass it down to my children, maybe, or I can still run it without being in the field. So I guess that's a good goal, because right now I stay in the field, and I do the work myself, too.
Wow. So you get the business, you're in the field, and you do the work.
Yeah. And I hire my kids, and I hire outside of my kids when I need it.
Mm.
So if I had more business, then I would have to hire more people and provide more jobs.
Gotcha. Okay. So my next question is, what did you learn that you have applied that has helped move your company in a prosperous direction?
Told you were going to ask me trick questions. Marketing, I do believe, is one. So, and I came out with the idea about, I think I had it before, but the idea to have, to help other nonprofits, not just the Struggling Family Fund, that idea.
All right. I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
And then what was your biggest takeaway from the One Business Away 90-Day Challenge that you would apply to the culture and the principles of how you run your businesses?
What do you mean? Explain. You're talking over my head now.
I got you covered. So when it comes to like the culture and the principles of your business, the thing that you know you're going to stand by no matter what, or how you view or see employees or customers, what did you take away from the One Business Away Challenge when it comes to that you would apply to the culture and the principles of how you run your business?
I'm not real sure. I'm still not quite understanding what you're wanting me to say.
Gotcha. So, like, rules or, like, guidelines for your business. So, when you started and people start coming in, you tell them, okay, so these are the rules. These will be the principles. This is the culture. This is what we do around here. You know, because, like, with ATS, we have No One Suffers Alone and Stay in the Plane. And not only is that a part of our culture, but those are also two of our principles. So that's what I was asking.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. You just, just show them support, volunteer support, help them out. And they become part of our family, just like the ATS does with everybody else that joins. We become part of the family. Care about them, how they feel, what they think. That kind of stuff. Is that what you want? I don't have anybody to practice on yet.
Gotcha.
I mean, I haven't been able to implement what I've learned in there yet.
Gotcha. No worries.
So it's kind of hard to answer all that till I achieve something.
Gotcha covered. So the one... I would like to go back to what you said about the Struggling Family Fund, like helping, one of the things that you learned is helping other nonprofits and helping other nonprofit organizations like yours and not just yours. So what inspired you in the decision-making of the organizations that you're assisting?
The Penny Foundation. I am a survivor of domestic abuse, child abuse, all that kind of stuff. So I kind of know what I just know it. Life's hard when you have to go through that and you don't have parents or family to rely on. Mm. And then like me, I'm a hermit. So being a person that stays to themselves and away from people, you don't get very many door openings. But you don't.
Gotcha. Well,
you don't have the support of your family either, because they weren't very good.
Wow. So when it comes to the organizations that you've chosen they've mashed around those so you can help others.
Yeah, because I've from experience, I've been through who they're helping. Mm-hmm. Like One Red Shoe, she helps the homeless, the domestic violence people. I've been homeless. I'm into the domestic violence. So I kind of want to help them.
Gotcha. So Miss Lisa, if someone wants to donate to the Struggling Family Fund, where can they find you?
I have all the information on my page, I do believe, on Facebook.com. Okay. I think it's Facebook.com/TSFF11 is the Struggling Family Fund. I do believe I have my PayPal information on there.
Awesome.
And I have my P.O. box on there. I have my phone number on there.
Awesome.
I really don't ask for donations, but I wouldn't turn them down. Being a for-profit, I was trying to reframe, because I really don't like asking for money. Mm. Because of my homeless days, we had to panhandle. Well, I didn't do it. I just watched my husband do it, and I really didn't like it. But it gave me a complex to where I have a hard time asking for money.
Gotcha.
And then being a for-profit, nobody wants to donate to me anyway because I'm a for-profit. They say, well, I'm getting rich off my donations. And I'm like, no, that's not the plan.
Gotcha. So if someone wants to purchase something, they can find it all on your page.
Yes.
Gotcha. So ladies and gentlemen, we will definitely make sure that you can reach out and assist the Struggling Family Funds by purchasing something. So all of Miss Lisa's contact information for the Struggling Family Fund will be in the show notes. So all you have to do is just click the link and head straight there to get what it is that you would like. And also to help the Struggling Family Fund, to help Miss Lisa get the property that she's looking to get so she can start working on that amazing vision that we just heard her speak of. So Ms. Lisa, when it comes to T&L Construction, how can our audience reach you if they want you to come out and, you know, take a look, our local audience take a look? Oh, and how far out do you go? Because I heard you say Santa Fe. So how far out do you go when it comes to the T&L Construction?
For free estimates, I limited it to 30 miles away from Santa Fe, Galveston, whichever. But I usually just use Santa Fe as the point. But I'll go anywhere in Houston.
All right. So to all of our Galveston County, Harris County listeners, you can please reach out to T&L Construction as well. And Ms. Lisa, if you can let them know how to reach T&L Construction for their estimates so they can reach out to you so you can come out and work on their properties that will stand and last for 18 years.
My number is 832-788-4405.
Awesome. So for those of you who are looking to have some remodeling done, to have a barn built, a horse barn built, definitely reach out to Miss Lisa Jones. We'll also have her contact number in the show notes so you can call out and have her come out as well. So Miss Lisa, with everything going on, what's the one word that you would leave with someone who's just like you, you know, went through what you went through, has businesses, you know, what's the one thing that you would tell them?
Don't give up no matter how much you want to. Wipe them tears and just keep on going.
All right.
I'm gonna cry right now.
Oh, please don't, because you're going to have me over here bawling.
It's too late.
We'll both be out here crying together.
Oh my goodness.
So Ms. Lisa, thank you so much for your time today. It is greatly appreciated. I know you are a busy woman, so thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, reach out to Ms. Lisa if you're looking to have some construction done. I've seen her work. It is amazing work. So please reach out, get your estimate, get that work taken care of, and also check out the Struggling Family Funds page. Go in and purchase your favorite shirts, mugs. She has quite a collection on there. We've already gotten our masks over here.
And oh, how were they? You didn't need to tell me.
Oh, they were absolutely wonderful. I love them. What I'll do is I'll get pictures with me and Antonio and send them to you so you can see them and use them for your marketing as well.
That's well, cool. Love it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Ms. Lisa, for joining us today.
And thanks for your help with the demirger. You did a very good job on helping me.
Well, thank you. Thank you very You're much. Welcome. Thank you, Ms. Lisa. Ladies and
You're
gentlemen,
welcome.
Thank you for joining us for the Secret to Success podcast. And you have an amazing day today.
You too.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.